Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaMishah, the fifth chapter in the Amos Hilchos HaKodesh HaChayis, in the law of sanctification of the new month in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which in this part we discuss regarding making the calculations and the halacha of Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Golias, the second day of Yom Tov, which Rambam gives halacha alf regarding the establishment of the month based on calculations. Kol Ma Shemarnu, whatever we spoke about, Mekvis Rosh Chodesh Al-Ri'ya, we were speaking about how to establish the new month based on the vision of the new moon, and the Ibra Shana, we spoke about extending the year, adding on another Adar, Nehazman, because of the calendar, of Nehatzach, because of other necessities, as we spoke about in the previous parak. Ein Eisen Eisai, we don't do this. El Sanhedrin Shem Eretz Yisrael, only the high court in Eretz Yisrael. Oy Bezna Smuch in Eretz Yisrael, or a court that has smicha that's ordained in Eretz Yisrael. Shenoslam Hasanhedrin Rishus, that the high court gave them permission. Because Shekach Nema L'Meishel Aaron, this is what was said from Hashem to Meishel Aaron in Shemayis and Parashas Boi, HaChidosh Hazeh Lechem Rish Chadashim, this month should be for you the beginning of the month. And from tradition we learned Ish, man from man, Meishel Rabbeinu, going all the way back from Meishel Rabbeinu. Shekachu Parashat, but this is the explanation of what this means. Eidezu, this testimony, Timasur Lechem should be given over to you, the Sanhedrin, the leaders of the Jewish people, Meishel Aaron, and whoever comes, stands up after you in your place. That's who does the Kiddush HaChidosh. Abazman changed from Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael, but when there's no high court in Eretz Yisrael, in Koyim HaChadosh, we do not establish months. They Ma'amishon, we don't extend years. El B'chash Ben Zesh, on M'chashim B'hayim, only based on the calculation, the calendar that we have, we're calculated in current times that we do. Halacha Beis. V'dav is Halacha Mishim Sinahu, and this is Halacha from tradition, from Mishra, from Har Sinai. Shabazman Sheh Sanhedrin, when there's a high court, Koyim HaPiriyah, then we establish the month based on what we see with our eyes. When there's no Sanhedrin, we go based on this calculation that we have a calendar set already for us that we calculate today. And we don't have to attend to see when the moon is actually first visible. Rather, at times, the day that is established based on the calculations will be Zehu Yemari, will actually be the day when you could see it. Or actually before it by a day, or a day after it. Now, this that it should be la'achari b'yayim, after the vision, delayed by a day, peluhu, that's something that's something wondrous in a way. And uberatza shehin l'mar of Eretz Yisrael, it's only really possible in the lands that are to the west of Eretz Yisrael, where there the vision will come before it's seen in Eretz Yisrael. For them, possibly you'll have that the day we're establishing as Rosh Chodesh, based on our calculations, will be after, and the following day after when it was seen, but generally you won't have that, although it could be before. Halacha Gimel. Now, when did it happen that all the Jewish people started to calculate based on this calculation? Misayf Chachmei HaGemara was at the end of the period of the sages of the Gemara, Be'esh HaChor Be'eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, and it didn't remain over there a permanent court. But in the times, the days of the sages of the Mishnayos, so in the days of the sages of the Gemara, until the days of Abaye v'Rava, everyone relied on when it was established by the courts in Eretz Yisrael. Now, regarding the concept known as Yom Tov Sheni, when the courts were around, and they established the month based on when the moon was seen, so the people in Eretz Yisrael, all the places where the agents would be able to get there for in the month of Tishrei, in time for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, they kept Yom Tov only one day. Now all the faraway places that the agents of Tishrei would not get over there, and that was the primary indicator, not that of Nisan. So all the Yom Tovim, they made 2 days out of doubt, because they didn't know when was the day that the people in Eretz Yisrael had established to be the Rosh Chodesh of that month. Now, b'zman hazeh, in today's times, shein shom Sanhedrin, where there's no Sanhedrin, u'bezdin shel Eretz Yisrael koyven l'chesh ben zeh. So there's no Sanhedrin. And the courts in Eretz Yisrael, they established the month based on this calculation. So really, logic would dictate, every place in the world should only make one day of Yom Tov. Even the faraway place in out of Eretz Yisrael, just like people in Eretz Yisrael, because shakol echesh ben echad, semchem v'kayven. Everyone relies on the same calculation, and that's how they establish Rosh Chodesh. But it's a rabbinic institution, that they should be careful regarding the custom that their fathers had, and they should maintain that custom, even though now it's not relevant, and to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. Therefore, any place that the agent of Tishrei would not get there in time, when it used to be that agents used to go out. So Yasr Shnei Yom, they should continue doing 2 days. Even in today's times, just like they used to do when the people in Eretz established based on seeing, witnessing the moon, they would do 2 days because they didn't know in time. Their children should maintain that. Now the people in Eretz Yisrael this time, they continue doing 1 day as their custom was. They never did 2 days of Yom Tov. Nimtza Yom Tov Sheinish on Oisim Begolis Bezmanaz. It comes at the 2 days of the second day of Yom Tov that we do in the diaspora in today's times. Midivri Seif Meshutik Nava says from Rabbinic Halacha that they instituted this to maintain what they used to have from their fathers. Halacha Zayin Yom Tov Shresh Hashanah. Regarding Yom Tov Shresh Hashanah, Bezman Shoyikoy Malariya, when they used to establish it based on witnessing of the new moon, Hayroiv Benair Tisrael Oisin Oisin Shnei Yom Misafik. Most of the people, even Eretz Yisrael, would also keep 2 days out of doubt. Lefish Lo Hayoidim Yom Shikavad Boy Bezmanaz. They wouldn't know the exact day. Because that you have to know that day itself, not within 10 days or 15 days. They have to know, and in the Shulchan Yom Tov, the Shulchan cannot go on Yom Tov, so if, unless you live right around the base of Mikdash, you didn't know when it was established, even most of the people in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Ches, not only that, El Afilu B'Yishlam Atzma, even Yishlam itself, Shumakoyim Bezna, which is the place where the courts are, Pam Rabbis, many times, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shayam, even they would make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because Shem Lo Yobo Edim Kol Yom Shleishim, if the witnesses did not come the entire day 30, Noigin Hayu, the custom was, but Isa Yom Shemetzapim LeEdim, that day that they're waiting for witnesses, they don't know, it might turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, so they would treat it as Kaidish, as holy. Turns out if they didn't come, was also Lamachar Kaidish. Then they had that day also as holy. So V'hoyu V'hoyu Eis Neisar Shnei Yom. So since they would keep, even Yerushalayim, 2 days Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, V'l B'zaman Amri, even when they used to see it based on, they were established based on the seeing it, so the instant that they should do, even the people of Eretz Yisrael, should also keep Rishon always 2 days. In today's times, when we establish based on a calculation. So you learn, even the second day of Rishon in today's time, is also Midivri Seifim, also from Binik Law, also Binik Avasim Bidayim, even for those in Yerushalayim. Halacha test, now regarding the establishing of which places have Yom Tov Sheni. Now, the making of Yom Tov of 1 day does not depend on how close you are to Yerushalayim. Kids, how so? If let's say the distance between this place and Yerushalayim was only Mahal Chamish Yom, was only a distance of 5 days, or Pachas, even less than that. It was definitely possible for the agents to get there in time for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. We don't say that the people in this place, in this location, keep 1 day Yom Tov. Who's to tell us? Who said the agents went out to that place? Maybe the agents didn't go to that place. Maybe there were no Jews at that time, and therefore that place never had a custom of 1 day, like a place where the agents would get to. And the Acha Shachazru Likboy Lechesman, and after that they established to make it based on the calculations, maybe only now Yesh B'Sham Yisrael, maybe only now there's Jews. Shem Chayam Lasser Shnei Yom, they would have to keep 2 days, like the custom of most of the world, which keeps 2 day Yom Tov. Maybe there was some type of a blockade on the road. Just like in the times of the sages of Mishnais, there was some type of a blockade between Judea and Galilee, and maybe that's why the agents didn't go there. Maybe the non-Jews didn't let them go over there. We don't know. And therefore you can't just say because they're close, they should keep 1 day of Yom Tov. Halacha Yod, now Be'ilo Haya Dover Tol B'Krivis Makim, if it would depend on how close a place is, Haya Kol B'nei Mitzrayim Oisim Yemechad, then all the people that live in Egypt, would do 1 day, Shadev Shishigilem Shluchat Tishrei, the Egypt Tishrei can get there, it's close enough to get to Egypt, because Sh'im Be'in Yerushalayim Mitzrayim Aderech Ashkelon, if you go through Ashkelon, you don't have between Yerushalayim and Egypt, El Mahalach Shemani Yom HaPachas, it only takes 8 days or less. V'chein Reb Surya, so the majority of Syria would be the same thing. Halmata comes to teach you, it doesn't depend on the place being closed. It depends if they actually were there and they were Jews and they got there, and therefore there are people, Jews who live in Egypt that keep 2 days. It comes that the primary halach of this depends on this path. Kachu is like this. Any place that's between in Yerushalayim, halach yeser, al asarim gemurim, is a distance that takes more than 10 full days. Then they always going to do 2 days Yom Tov over there, as the custom always was. Because the agents of every single Tisha would not be able to get there in time. You can only get to a place that is between it and Yerushalayim a distance of 10 days or less. Now, Now, any place that's between Eden and Yerushalayim, a distance of 10 days or less, that it's possible the agents to get there. So, you look, if there were Jews from Eretz Yisrael that were there at the time when they conquered it the second time around in the days of Ezra, going Usha, Ushfaram, Baluz, Vyavne, Vinoy, Vitverik, it's been the place that we know that there were Jews over there in times of the second Beis Hamikdash, then they'll keep one day Yom Tov because for sure the agents went over there because there were Jews over there, we know they got over there, then they'll maintain one day Yom Tov. Then Moisam, welcome to Syria. Now, if it's a place from Syria, could for example, Tsar, the domestic, the Ashkan, the Kyatsman, or even Chutzlitz from Adavaritzar, could go in Mitzrayim, the Amen, the Moib, the Kyatsman. They do like the custom they have from the fathers in their hands. That is, one day, two days, meaning sometimes they happen to get there, sometimes not, because they're within 10 days, but not always did they go to that place. So it depends on what their fathers did. If they did one day, keep one day, if they did 2 days, keep 2 days. Malkum Shebeinoi ben Yerushalayim. If the place between it and Yerushalayim is Asar Yom Maipachas Masar, 10 days or less than 10 days. Vahu, and it's from Syria, Chutzlo, it's out of Eretz Yisrael. They ain't lehemminik, they don't have a custom. They don't know what they did. Or it's actually a new city that was settled in the desert of Eretz Yisrael. Or just Jews suddenly started moving in right now. Then Eisen Shnei Yom. Then they can do 2 days Yom Tov. Kiminigrav Oilam at the custom of most of the world, even though it's within 10 days of reach. Because that's not their custom. They didn't have Jews then. Pchol Yom Tov Sheni now. All second day Yom Tov is Medivri 7 from Rabbinic law. Fulfill the Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rish HaShana, even the second day of Rish HaShana, Shakol Eisen Eisen Bezman HaZeh, that's all what we do in today's times. It's all from Rabbinic Halacha, like we said, from Minigav HaSem Yidem. Now, regarding the thrust of this calculation, Zesh on Mechashim Bezman HaZeh, this is what we calculate in today's times. Kol Echad Echad Be'ira, everyone in their town, as we do by the Meilid, the Shabbos, we do the Shabbos Mavarachim, everyone in their town, Vayim, they say, Shereish Chedish, employing the Rish Chedish that day, V'yom Tov, be employing the Yom Tov on that day, Loi B'chesh Ben Shalana on the Kerb, we're not establishing based on our own calculations. V'loi Lov on the Samech, it's not on that that we're relying on. She'ima Ab Mishanim, V'kayb Mechadash Mechutzah, because you don't extend years nor establish the new month out of Eretz Yisrael. They ain't on the same thing. We don't rely ela al cheshbon when Eretz Yisrael could be awesome. We rely on the calculation of the people in Eretz Yisrael when they establish it. Possession on the cheshbon, this that we make the calculations is only legal. It's a double vada. It's only to reveal what we know to be what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael. Because kimish on the yod mishal cheshbon zayim zemchut. Since we know that this is the calculation that they rely on. On the Mechashim Leida, we calculate to know Yom Shekofa B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the day that is established by the people in Eretz Yisrael, Ezayim Hu, which day that is, and that's why people would say the Moilid of what's there in Yerushalayim, because that's really what we go based on. Ukviz B'nai Eretz Yisrael Eisai, and the day when the people in Eretz Yisrael establish, Hu Shei Rish Chedesh Yom Tov, that's the day that's Rish Chedesh or Yom Tov, Loi B'nai Cheshim Rishon Mechashim, not because of the calculation that we make, we just make it that people should know what is the calculation that's done in Eretz Yisrael.